This is the StoryCorps podcast. Today we'll hear from Christina Pena, who was born in 1984 with HIV. Her father died from AIDS, and her mother is still living with HIV. Christina was told she was HIV positive when she was 9, but she and her family kept it a secret from her schoolmates and friends. In high school, she met Chris Ndaje, and they started dating. One day, after school, Chris decided to tell Christina that he was in love with her, and Christina sat him down for a revelation of her own.
I remember sitting on your living room floor, and I could tell something was wrong. You started off telling me that your dad had passed away of AIDS, and I thought to myself, that's the big secret. But then you kept going, and you said that your mom was HIV positive, and then you told me that you were born HIV positive.
I remember saying to you, I'm okay if you don't want to keep dating me. And you could have reacted any way. You could have gotten up. You could have called me horrible names. You could have ran out. But you said, babe, I'll pick you up for a date tomorrow. You gave me a big squeeze, and that meant so much to me.
We really learned how to communicate with each other, and it's definitely forced us into having to grow up faster than we probably would have otherwise. I struggled with telling my parents about it, and my dad, he was pretty upset. He tried to talk me out of dating you.
I remember I'd walk into your house and he'd get up and leave without saying anything to me. That was the first time I had ever realized that I was actually a threat to someone.
I said, look, here's this piece of paper. I get tested every 6 months. We're safe. I love this girl. I want to be with her. And all I wanted was acceptance. It was a few years of being really distant with my mom and my dad. And really only in the last 5 or 6 years have we started to mend those issues. And we have a great relationship now. Their biggest concern is when, you know, we're going to get married and start having grandkids for them.
You know, when I found out I was HIV positive at 9, I had no idea what my future looked like. And now, as an adult, obviously still HIV positive, but I have a future. I have a future with you, and we've built that. And you've made me feel so beautiful and loved, and I didn't think I could have that.
Christina Pena and Chris Ndaje in San Francisco. They've now been together for 13 years. StoryCorps founder Dave Isay recently had a conversation of his own for the show On Being. He and host Krista Tippett talked about the importance of listening closely to your friends and loved ones.
That title of Parker Palmer's book, Let Your Life Speak, you know, could be a mission statement for you or me. In a way. I mean, to say that this work of listening is about every life mattering.
The funny thing is that other than interviewing people, I can be a really terrible listener.
Really?
I mean, the worst.
Okay, this is
impatient.
This is the confessional aspect of our StoryCorps, of our booth experience here.
Yeah, I am just a terrible listener.
Are you really?
But, yes.
Would your children say that?
No. But my wife would. And the people who at times I can be a great listener. But, you know, it takes a lot of focus and energy. And, all of us have our moments, you know. And I'm impatient. But again, what StoryCorps does is it forces you back into this space where you can kind of find your highest self.
That's StoryCorps founder Dave Isay in a conversation with Krista Tippett for her show On Being. You can hear the entire show at onbeing.org and on your local public radio station. Sign up for your own StoryCorps interview at storycorps.org. For the StoryCorps podcast, I'm Katie Simon. Thanks for listening.
All StoryCorps interviews are archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, and you can hear StoryCorps each Friday on NPR's Morning Edition. Major support for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and through donations from listeners like you. Help keep us going. Become a StoryCorps member today. Find out how and learn about member benefits at StoryCorps.org.